I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, Managing Partner of Morris Owen. Rob, thanks for coming on the show. Are you okay?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. So we spoke just before the election. So now we've got a new government with a landslide majority. Did you think that was likely? Is that what you expected? I know I was a little bit sceptical about it being quite so. Again, that number of seats, of course, their vote share wasn't particularly high, which may be what I was thinking, perhaps a bit more than the way that people tactically vote. But what were you surprised?
I think there was two reasons behind it. As you say, their vote share actually wasn't that special, if you like. But I think you had the total collapse of the SNP and the amount of seats that they took in Scotland. And then I think you had Reform squeezing so many other seats with Conservative votes that they managed to get a massive majority as a result of that, you know. And hopefully it means that they've got the majority they need in order to pass the legislation that they want to put through, albeit too big a majority can come with its own problems.
Well, indeed. Let's just jump really to an interesting thing that happened just the other day. So voting on the King's Speech, 7 Labour MPs voted against childcare for more than 2 children and have immediately been banned from the party, suspended from the parliamentary party for 6 months. So they're now staying as independents. So that can be viewed in various ways. Let me just summarise what I think the views are and then ask you which ones you think are the most relevant. So that could be seen as very strong leadership and saying this is what we're about. We're going to do this and we're going to be very successful as a government and we promise the people we're going to do that. So that's one point. So Keir Starmer's leadership. The second point is it contradicts perhaps a little bit that he said let's put country before party and takes away the opportunity for an MP to actually represent their local people, if that's what they were doing with that vote. What do you think?
I think there's a bit of everything in there. I think the thing is he has to stamp his authority on the party. Yeah. And as I said before, I think when you have a large majority like they have, there's positives to that. But equally, I think a large majority means that people feel perhaps they don't necessarily need to toe the party line so much because there's plenty of people in order to pass it through. So I think almost it can create its own instability, which I understand from a leadership point of view, you've got to stamp down on because you've got to say, no, we are a party. This is the way that we work. And you toe the party line from that point of view.
Indeed. Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see how that unfolds. But what do you think so far? The impact on what you've read in the King's Speech, how do you feel is probably the important point. How do you feel about how things are going to play out certainly over the next year?
I guess I've got two views at the moment. One is that they've set out the points they're doing in the King's Speech and most of that you look at it and go, yeah, I understand where they're coming from. I think the other thing is that we've already started to have the messages and subliminal messages of, oh, things were a lot worse than we anticipated. And, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, but it's got to be paid for somehow. And I think the reality is once we've seen the budget and the measures that are going to be in the budget, then we probably have a much rounder view of really how they intend to tackle the various issues and problems that the government faces.
Yeah, they're certainly managing expectations and probably doing that quite well, aren't they, in using that line that you've just said, things have got to be paid for. We're not going to do things that we can't afford and we're not committing to things. So that's not a bad thing, though, is that I think that's quite reassuring, particularly if we wind the clock back to Liz Truss and, you know, unbudgeted borrowing and spending that was just ridiculous. And now we are getting some sensibility, which I think, to be fair, we did have that under Rishi Sunak and Jeremy Hunt with the economy. So as you've said before many times, boring is good. And if it's a boring approach to things at the moment, then that's probably okay.
Well, I think they've got a point to prove from the election process and before that they can manage the economy and the public spending properly. And I think Rachel Reeves, before Labour got into power, was growing into the role of shadow chancellor. And certainly the noises that she's been making since she's become Chancellor makes sense. But the final judgment will be on two things. One is the budget that she sets out. And then I guess you know, it's easy to be in opposition and to criticise everything a government does. It's more difficult to actually then make your own decisions and hang your hat on those decisions. And I suspect the reality is in 12 months' time, we'll then be looking back at that first year under Labour, making our judgment call as to how they've actually done. And it's in everyone's interest that she does a good job as Chancellor.
Absolutely. And of course, I can't remember who actually said it, but the problem with politics is events get in the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks very much, Rob Beale from Maurice Owen.
Thanks.